Upon completion of the driving exam, the CSR will explain all driving errors and let you know how to correct those errors. Your application for a license will not be approved if you 1. Violate the law. 2. Refuse to follow instructions. 3. Drive dangerously or have a crash. 4. Have more than 30 points deducted on the driving exam. All drivers are graded on 4 basic skills, regardless of the type of driving exam. 1. Control, your ability to make your car do what you want it to do. 2. Observation, your ability to see what other traffic is doing and other things that may create problems in traffic. 3. Positioning, your ability to drive in your lane. 4. Signaling, your ability to use turn signals as required. You may be graded on your performance on the following skills, so it is good to practice before taking the driving exam. A. Parallel parking, you may use the backup camera on your vehicle for parallel parking, however, the use of an automated vehicle parking function will not be allowed. B. Quick stop, you may be asked to stop your car as quickly as possible at about 20 miles per hour without skidding your tires. C. Backing, your ability to back the car for a distance of about 60 feet at a slow rate of speed and as straight and smoothly as possible. Turn and look back at all times while backing, or you may use the backup camera and mirrors on your vehicle while backing. However, the use of an automated vehicle parking function will not be allowed. D. Stop signs. E. Traffic signals. F. Use of clutch. On standard transmissions, hold the clutch all the way down when starting the motor, shifting gears, when stopping, and once your speed drops below 10 miles per hour. Do not drive with your foot resting on the clutch. G. Intersection observance. Use the proper lane, slow down and look both ways before entering the intersection. H. Turns. I. Right of way. J. Following, passing, and proper lane observance. K. Posture. Keep hands on steering wheel. Don't rest your elbow on the window. Pass or fail driving exam. If you do not pass the driving exam, you will need to schedule time for another driving exam. If you pass the driving exam, always carry your license with you when driving and upon request, show it to 1. Any peace officer, sheriff, constable, judge, justice of the peace, or state trooper. 2. Anyone with whom you are involved in a crash. Penalties for driving without a license. During a stop, a law enforcement officer will determine if you have a valid driver license as required. Table 7. Penalties for driving without a license. Conviction. First conviction. Penalty. A fine of up to $200. Conviction. Second conviction in 1 year. Penalty. A fine of $25 to $200. Conviction. Driving without a license, operating a vehicle without insurance at the time of the offense, and driver causes a crash resulting in serious bodily injury or death. Penalty. Class A misdemeanor punishable by a fine up to $4,000 and or confinement in jail for not more than 365 days. Restrictions placed on a license. A restriction may be placed on your license. This is not meant to interfere with your driving but to make you a better driver. Note, the complete list of the restriction codes has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Removing or adding restrictions. Visit your local driver license office for more information concerning the removal or addition of any restrictions from your driver license or learner license. Replacement, duplicate, or change of a driver license or ID card. You should apply for a replacement license or ID card at your local driver license office if your license or ID card has been lost or destroyed, or for any change in information. Please bring the required application, DL-43, and documents to verify your citizenship and identity. For more information on acceptable documents, visit our website at www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/. A change of name or address must be reported to DPS within 30 days. A license expiring in less than 12 months, or in less than 30 days for a provisional license, should be renewed, not duplicated. Fee, replacement or change of license, $10 for license plus $1 fee for transactions made in person or online equals $11. To change your name, you must apply in person at any driver license office and bring the required documents. For more information, visit our website at www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/. To change the address on your Texas driver license or ID card, you can visit any driver license office. You may also apply online at www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/. You must have your card in your possession to apply online, by phone at 1-866-DL-RENEW or mail an application for change of address certificate, DL-64. If you do not have the required DL-64, you can download one from our website at www.dps.texas.gov/internetforms/. Mailing address, Texas Department of Public Safety. License and Record Service, P.O. Box 149008. Austin, Texas, 78714-9008. Upon receipt of a $10 fee and proper notification, a new license or ID card with the correct address information, with your previous photograph or valid without photo, will be mailed to you. Out-of-state licensees. If you are out-of-state but maintaining a Texas driver license, you may apply for a duplicate license by mail. Download the out-of-state packet DL-16P or out-of-country application DL-16 from the website http://www.dps.texas.gov/internetforms/. Complete and submit the required application with a $10 fee to. Mailing address, Texas Department of Public Safety. License and Record Service, P.O. Box 149008. Austin, Texas, 78714-9008. Note, some driver licenses are not eligible for online, phone or mail-in transactions. These include CDLs, limited term, sex offender and licenses issued to persons 79 years of age and older. Renewing a license. A renewal notice invitation may be mailed to the last address you provided to DPS about 6 weeks before your license expires. If you do not receive this courtesy notice, it is your responsibility to renew your license. Application for renewal. A Texas driver license must be renewed every 6 years. A renewal application must be made in person at any driver license office unless you are eligible to renew online at www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/, by mail, or by phone at 1-866-DL-RENEW. To check your eligibility to renew, visit us online or call the number provided. A person must appear in a driver license office at least once every 12 years for a vision exam and to update the photo, signature and fingerprints. Some of our larger office locations offer the ability to get in line online. Please check the website at www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/ to find out if this service is available at a location near you. Alternate methods to renew will not be extended to. 1. Any person whose license is suspended, canceled, revoked, or denied. 2. Commercial driver license (CDL) holders. 3. Holders of an occupational license, provisional license, or learner license. 4. Licensees restricted because of driving ability or a medical condition that requires periodic reviews, including any medical or physical condition which may result in progressive changes to a licensee's ability to safely drive a motor vehicle. 5. Driver license or ID card holders who are subject to sex offender. 6. Driver license holders who are 79 years of age or older. 7. Driver license holders who do not have a social security number or photo on file. 8. Non-US citizens, due to a verification process. When you are at the driver license office, you will be asked questions concerning your medical history. If you have certain medical limitations, your case may be referred to the Medical Advisory Board (MAB) for their opinion about how your condition may affect your driving. For more information on MAB, visit our website at http://www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/medicalrevocation.htm. Individuals returning to Texas from military service. Within 90 days of being honorably discharged, military personnel returning from duty must present a Texas driver license and separation papers to obtain a renewal license without taking the knowledge and driving exams when the license has been expired for over 2 years. Out-of-state Texas licensees. Eligible individuals who do not currently reside in Texas but whose true, permanent home is in Texas may mail in their application for renewal. Download the out-of-state packet, DL-16P, or out-of-country application, DL-16, from the website, http://www.dps.texas.gov/internetforms. The following individuals who are out-of-state are not eligible to renew by mail and must renew in person. 1. A person subject to sex offender registration requirements. 2. A person 79 years of age or older. 3. A person holding a commercial driver license, CDL. 4. A person who is not a U.S. citizen. The proper fee and the results of your vision exam, performed by an eye specialist or an authorized driver license employee, must be included with your application. The license will be renewed and will be valid to expiration date shown or until 45 days after return to Texas, whichever comes first. Make check or money order made payable to TXDPS. Do not send cash. Mail to Mailing Address: Texas Department of Public Safety, Central Cash Receiving, P.O. Box 15999, Austin, Texas, 78761-5999. Suspensions and Revocations. Operating a motor vehicle is a privilege. If this privilege is abused, it may result in a driver license suspension or revocation. Mandatory suspensions, revocations, and convictions for certain offenses involving fraudulent government records require an additional $100 reinstatement fee. Administrative license revocations, ALR, require an additional $125 reinstatement fee. Some mandatory suspensions also require filing a financial responsibility insurance certificate, SR-22. Mandatory suspension. Convictions for the following offenses will result in the automatic suspension of your license and driving privilege. For minors, see the Suspensions and Revocations under 21 section in this chapter. 1. Driving while intoxicated, DWI, by use of alcohol or drugs. 2. Drug offense. 3. Intoxication manslaughter or intoxication assault. 4. Failure to stop and render aid. 5. Causing the death or serious injury of anyone while operating a motor vehicle, involuntary manslaughter. 6. Any offense punishable as a felony under the motor vehicle laws of Texas. 7. Overtaking and passing a school bus, subsequent conviction. 8. Boating while intoxicated. 9. Evading arrest. 10. Driving while license invalid. 11. Altered, unlawful use of a driver license. 12. Displaying or possessing a fictitious or altered driver license or ID card. 13. Lending a driver license or ID card to someone. 14. Possessing more than one valid driver license or ID card. 15. Providing false information or documents when applying for a driver license. 16. Making, selling, or possessing a document deceptively similar to a driver license or ID card issued by DPS. 17. Graffiti. 18. Fictitious license plate, registration certificate, or safety inspection sticker. 19. Fraudulent government records. 20. Racing a motor vehicle on a public highway or street. Administrative suspensions and revocations. DPS has the authority to suspend or revoke a driver license or privilege of any driver, after an opportunity for a proper hearing, for any of the reasons listed below. A reinstatement fee is required for all discretionary suspensions and revocations. 1. Driving while license invalid. 2. Causing a serious crash while driving a motor vehicle. 3. Becoming incompetent to drive. 4. Repeated violations of traffic laws, including 4 or more traffic convictions occurring separately within any 12-month period, or 7 or more traffic convictions within any 24-month period. 5. Failure to complete a drug education program as required upon conviction of a drug offense. 6. Failure to provide medical information when requested. 7. Failure to take or pass a test when requested. 8. Fleeing or attempting to flee from a law enforcement officer. 9. Person has committed an offense in another state, which if committed in this state would be grounds for suspension or revocation. 10. Fail to stop for a school bus, second conviction. 11. Violates a probation order set by a previous hearing. Suspensions and revocations, under 21. Convictions or failure to comply with the following offenses will result in automatic suspension of the driving privilege of individuals who are less than 21 years of age. See Administrative License Revocation, ALR, section for more suspension information regarding minors. Alcoholic Beverage Code offenses. 1. Minor in possession. 2. Attempt to purchase alcohol by a minor. 3. Purchase of alcohol by a minor. 4. Consumption of alcohol by a minor. 1. Misrepresentation of age by a minor. 2. Driving or operating a watercraft under the influence of alcohol by a minor. 3. Failure to complete an alcohol awareness class. Health and Safety Code violations. 1. Failure to complete a tobacco awareness class when required. 2. Drug offense. 3. An offense under the Controlled Substance Act. 4. A felony under Chapter 481 that is not a drug offense. Family Code violations. 5. Delinquent conduct by a minor or juvenile. 6. Truancy. Suspend or revoke after hearing of minor. DPS has the authority to suspend or revoke the license or driving privilege of a minor after a proper hearing, for 1. A juvenile court order. 2. Failure to pay a fine or juvenile contempt, and 3. Two or more traffic convictions occurring separately within any 12-month period for a driver who is less than 18 years of age. Administrative License Revocation, ALR. The Administrative License Revocation, ALR, law provides an administrative penalty for driving while intoxicated. A $125 reinstatement fee is required for all ALR suspensions. DPS is authorized to suspend a license or driving privilege. 1. For individuals who are over 21 years of age who fail a breath or blood test, the blood alcohol content indicates a level of 0.08 or more. 2. Of any person who refuses to submit to a breath or blood test, or 3. For individuals who are under 21 years of age for any detectable amount of alcohol. Cancellations. DPS is authorized to cancel the driver license or ID card of individuals who do not meet certain qualifications. The following types of cases require cancellation of a driver license or ID card. 1. Suspension and revocation action from another state. 2. Parental authorization withdrawn, for individuals who are under 18 years of age. 3. Failure to give the required information on the application for the license or ID card. 4. Person is not entitled to the license or ID card. 5. Incomplete driver education. 6. Voluntary surrender for medical or insurance purposes. 7. False statement on an application for a license or ID card. Court-ordered suspensions, revocations, and cancellations. Upon receipt of a court order, DPS will suspend, revoke, or cancel a license or driving privilege for 1. Delinquent child support. 2. Requirement for an ignition interlock device, see www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/ignitioninterlock.htm for more information. 3. Failure to repay any overpayment of food stamps or financial assistance. 4. Mentally incapacitated. 5. Chemically dependent. 6. Failure to renew their license annually as required, classified sex offender. Denials. DPS is authorized to deny the issuance of a driver license to a person who is ineligible to receive a license in this state. An applicant may be denied a driver license for 1. Suspension, revocation, cancellation, disqualification status in Texas, another state, or Canadian province. 2. Physical or mental incapacity preventing the safe operation of a motor vehicle. 3. Acquiring motor vehicle fuel without payment. 4. Certain criminal mischief, for example, graffiti, etc. 5. Purchasing or furnishing alcohol to a minor. 6. Delinquent child support. 7. Failure to pay reinstatement fees. 8. Failure to appear or failure to pay for certain violations. 9. Drug offense. Driving while license invalid, DWLI.
Individuals who drive a motor vehicle while their driver license is suspended, revoked, denied, or cancelled are subject to suspensions and criminal penalties. The penalties for driving a motor vehicle while your license is invalid are listed below.
Table 9. Penalties for driving while license invalid, DWLI.
Offense: driving a motor vehicle while driver license or privilege is suspended, cancelled, denied, or revoked. Penalty: Class C misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of up to $500.
Offense: the person has a previous conviction for the same offense, was operating a vehicle without insurance at the time of the offense, or the person's license had been suspended because of an offense involving operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Penalty: Class B misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of up to $2,000 and or confinement in jail for not more than 180 days.
Offense: the person was operating a vehicle without insurance at the time of the offense and caused a crash which resulted in serious bodily injury or death of another. The suspension will automatically be extended. Penalty: Class A misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of up to $4,000 and or confinement in jail for not more than 365 days.
Penalties for non-driving alcohol-related offenses by minors.
The Zero Tolerance Law provides penalties for minors who commit non-driving alcohol-related offenses. A minor may not purchase, attempt to purchase, falsely state he, she is 21 years of age or older, or present a document indicating he, she is 21 years of age or older to a person engaged in selling or serving alcoholic beverages. A minor may not consume, or possess an alcoholic beverage. The penalties for non-driving alcohol-related offenses for minors are listed below.
Table 10. Penalties for non-driving alcohol-related offenses, minors.
Offense: first offense. Penalty: Class C misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of up to $500, 8 to 12 hours of community service, and mandatory alcohol awareness course attendance. The driver license will be suspended, or privilege will be denied if not licensed, for 30 days.
Offense: second offense. Penalty: Class C misdemeanor, punishable by a fine up to $500, 20 to 40 hours of community service, and the minor may be required to attend an alcohol awareness course. The driver license will be suspended, or privilege will be denied if not licensed, for 60 days. Offense: third offense. At least 17 years of age but less than 21. Penalty: Class B misdemeanor, punishable by a fine of $250 to $2,000. Minor may also be required to attend an alcohol awareness course. The driver license will be suspended, or privilege will be denied if not licensed, for 180 days. Minors are not eligible for deferred disposition on the third conviction or any subsequent conviction. Offense: third offense. Under 17 years of age. Penalty: Class C misdemeanor, punishable by a fine up to $500, 20 to 40 hours of community service, and the minor may be required to attend an alcohol awareness course. The driver license will be suspended, or privilege will be denied if not licensed, for 60 days, or the case can be transferred to juvenile court as delinquent conduct. A minor who is convicted of driving while his, her license is suspended because of a non-driving alcohol-related offense is subject to the penalties of driving while license invalid, DWLI. Other non-driving penalties for alcohol-related offenses.
A person who purchases, furnishes, or sells an alcoholic beverage to a minor is subject to the penalties listed in the table below. Table 11. Penalties for purchasing, furnishing, or selling alcohol to a minor.
Offense: purchased or furnished alcohol to a minor. Penalty: a fine of up to $4,000 and or confinement in jail for up to 1 year.
Offense: sold alcohol to a minor. Penalty: a fine of up to $4,000 and or confinement in jail for up to 1 year.
Occupational license, essential need license. An occupational license, also called an essential need license, is a special type of restricted license issued to individuals. 1. Whose driver license has been cancelled, suspended, revoked, or denied for certain offenses, other than medical or delinquent child support, and 2. Who can prove to a court there is an essential need to drive. Individuals may still qualify for an occupational license even if their driver license has been suspended for surcharges. Application for an occupational license is made to the district, county, or justice of the peace court in the precinct or county of the licensee's residence or to the court of original jurisdiction, whichever is applicable. If the court determines an individual is eligible for an occupational license, then a court order will be issued. The court order authorizes DPS to issue the occupational license. The applicant must submit the court order and all required items to DPS before an occupational license can be issued. The fee for this type of license is $10 per year. The court order may be used for 45 days for driving purposes while the occupational license is being processed. After 45 days, you must have both the court order and the occupational license in your possession. A person issued an occupational license must also carry a certified copy of the court order when operating a vehicle and must allow a law enforcement officer to examine the order at the officer's lawful request. An occupational license may not be issued to drive a commercial motor vehicle. For more information on occupational licenses, visit our website at http://www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/occupationallicense.htm. Driver Responsibility Program, DRP. The Driver Responsibility Program, DRP, establishes a system that authorizes the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, to assess surcharges to an individual based on certain traffic offenses. A surcharge is an administrative fee based on convictions reported to the driver record. A surcharge is in addition to other types of fees and does not replace a suspension, revocation, disqualification, denial, or cancellation action resulting from the same conviction. To check your driver eligibility, visit https://txapps.texas.gov/texapps/txdps/deleligibility/login.do. Two criteria are used to determine if a surcharge will be assessed: point system and conviction based. Individuals who have both points and convictions reported to their driver record will receive separate surcharges for each offense, a surcharge for the points and a surcharge for the conviction. Point system. Points are assessed for traffic convictions. Once the conviction has been reported to the driver record, points are assigned and remain on your driver record for 3 years. A person will receive 2 points for a Texas or out-of-state traffic conviction. 3 points for a Texas or out-of-state traffic conviction that resulted in a crash. A surcharge is assessed when the driver has 6 or more points on his/her driver record within 3 years. The driver is required to pay an additional $100 surcharge for the first 6 points and $25 for every point after 6. The surcharge is assessed every year the driver maintains 6 or more points. Conviction-based. A driver convicted of one of the offenses listed in the conviction-based surcharges (DRP) table is assessed a surcharge every year for 3 years. Points are not assessed for these offenses because the surcharge is automatic upon conviction. Table 12. Conviction-based surcharges (DRP). Type of conviction: driving while intoxicated (DWI), first offense. Surcharge: $1,000. Type of conviction: DWI, second and subsequent offenses. Surcharge: $1,500. Type of conviction: DWI with blood alcohol concentration of 0.16 or greater. Surcharge: $2,000. Type of conviction: no insurance. Surcharge: up to $250. Type of conviction: driving while license is invalid, DWLI, license is canceled, suspended, or revoked. Surcharge: $250. Type of conviction: no driver license, no license, expired license, or no CDL. Surcharge: up to $100. DPS contracts with a vendor. DPS contracts with an outside vendor, Municipal Services Bureau, MSB, to collect surcharges. This vendor is legally authorized to charge the following service fees in addition to the surcharge. 1. A service fee of 4% of the original surcharge amount. 2. An installment plan payment fee of $2.50 per partial payment. 3. A credit or debit card fee of 2.25% of the payment plus 25 cents, except where prohibited by law, and 4. An electronic check fee of $2 per payment. Driver record review. DPS reviews surcharge cases annually. The number of points on a record can vary each year based on convictions that are added or removed. Please be aware there is a lapse in time from the date you are convicted for an offense and the date your conviction is reported to DPS by the courts. As a result, points may be added to or deducted from your record for offenses committed in the previous 12-month period. For more information regarding driver record review, please visit http://www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/drp.htm. Driver notification. A letter will be mailed to you notifying you of the surcharges you have been assessed. Letters are mailed to the address DPS has on record or to your most recent forwarding address, if it is different. So it's important to notify DPS of any changes to your information. To change your address online, visit our website at http://www.txdps.state.tx.us/driverlicense/. Payment of surcharges. Surcharges must be paid within 105 days or an individual's driver license will be suspended for failure to comply with the surcharge requirements. Individuals can pay all 3 years in advance or enter into an installment payment. For more information regarding payment options, please visit http://www.txdps.state.tx.us/driverlicense/drp.htm. The individual's driving privileges will remain suspended until an installment agreement is established or all surcharges and related costs are paid in full. Payments can be made online at https://www.txsurchargeonline.com/ or by calling 800-688-6882. Individuals may also mail a personal check, money order, or cashier's check to the address below. Do not send cash. Individuals must write their name, driver license number and reference number on their payment so their record can be properly identified. Make check or money order payment to MSB and allow 3 days for processing. Mailing address. Surcharge processing. P.O. Box 16733. Austin, Texas, 78761-6733. Indigency and incentive programs. The indigency program reduces the amount of surcharges owed for some individuals who have incomes at or below 125% of the federal poverty guidelines. The incentive program reduces the amount of surcharges owed for some individuals who have incomes above 125% and below 300% of the federal poverty guidelines. A summary of additional features and requirements of this program are: 1. All surcharges assessed are eligible for a reduction. 2. Under the indigency program, the surcharge amount owed is waived. 3. Under the incentive program, the surcharge amount owed is reduced to 50%. 4. Customers are still required to pay the full amount of all other applicable fees. 5. Once approved for a reduction under the incentive program, the individual must pay the reduced balance in full within six months. All surcharge suspensions will be lifted during this period. If the individual does not pay the balance in full by the due date, their driving privileges will be suspended until the reduced balance is paid in full. To learn more about program eligibility requirements, poverty guidelines, or the application process, visit our website at www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/drp.htm or call 866-223-3583.